Hello there, America. It's time for Freedom Frenzy. My name's Jerry DeMars. And although I haven't heard her do it yet, the young lady that I work with that titters oftentimes is Jenny Hodges. And I think Jenny's on her mechanical bull again this morning.
Really? Is it noisy on my end?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's absolutely silent here. I'm in my little sewing niche.
Well, then our producer is doing something very, very strange. What's up with that, Manny?
Gymnastics.
And see,
maybe it's the little green men. My region is quite silent, and I'm simply perched here in front of my sewing machine and serger with my laptop open and the Magna Carta before me, ready to take on Freedom Frenzy today. So I have no idea. Maybe it's my brain finally coming back into action, making all the noise.
Is your laptop sitting on a table where there's an earthquake going on at about 2 inches off the ground, dear?
Oh, the only earthquake I can think of is the gears and levers of my rusty matter between my ears going into action. Oh. Otherwise, there's nothing, Jerry.
Well,
I am plumb innocent. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
I don't either, but you know, it just sounds like you're being rowdy there in Texas, that's all. I know it's not me, and I didn't really figure it was Manny, and unless we've got an interloper, you know, that only left you. And I'm not trying to pick a fight with you, I'm just, you know, trying to identify the source of the noise. But let me ask you a question. And I don't want necessarily for this to be the topic of the day, although it could be, because there might be some other interesting tidbits of information that could come our way in the next 2 hours. If you were a millennialist, that doesn't come tripping off the tongue, does it? And you were looking around for justification or ratification.
Wait. You got to put a prefix, an amillennialist, a premillennialist, and postmillennialist. Otherwise,
just a millennialist.
What does that
a
mean?
Millennialist.
Define that. Yes.
That we're looking for, we're in the end of days, and that we're looking for the return of Christ, Judgment Day, and the institution of Christ's kingdom here on the planet Earth for 1,000 years. And during that 1,000 years, Satan is going to be bound up. And at the end of that 1,000 years, he's going to be turned loose again to see whom he might be able to sway. Let's come all the way back. You know, we've gone a thousand some odd years into the future here. Now let's come right back to today. You know where I'm talking about and where I'm coming from, right?
Yes, a premillennial disposition and something that I'm not. But yes, you've got my attention. Now for the question.
Okay. What sort of evidence would you be looking around for to tell you that things were beginning to get a little climactic?
Oh, Jerry, I think that everything that we're currently surrounded by would persuade me in my own mind, if that was my presuppositional leaning, to be convinced that the end of the age was upon us, and probably within the next 3 years, something of radical significance would be taking place.
Well, you know, there's a group of people up in North Carolina, and I forget the preacher's name. He said that all that's going to come to pass on, I think, it was either May 12th or May
21st. Oh, brother, another date. Jerry, I have yet to see a single date come to fruition. Even in a vague sort of, you know, hit the barn door somewhere way.
I have
developed complete ennui for these projections.
Yeah, but the whole point of me bringing that to you. Hey, we're gonna have to cut away for a break. Good golly molly, that first 5 minutes just zoomed right by. But you know what? When we come back, we've got hit and run news. And when we do hit and run news today, I'm going to do a little different thing. I'm going to actually lead off with an editorial. Grab a cup of coffee. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Okay, let's kick this off. As I warned you, I wanted to start today's Hit and Run News segment with an editorial. And it's an editorial based on some current events. Now, I want you to recognize that our government has found itself up against the debt ceiling yet again. And it doesn't seem to be very much time from impact to impact against the debt ceiling goes by, and we're there again. Okay, but the implementation of collectivism in America is being done and has been done in the past using fear as the primary tool. And once again, fear is being used as the primary rationale to validate this ever-rising debt ceiling for the United States government. And before I even get into this, I want to remind each of you that in just the past 6 months, approximately, we have added more debt than from the time that this Confederacy of Sovereign States became an idea, going all the way back to 1776, coming forward all the way up to and including 1983. That's more debt in 6 months than in this country's first 207 years. As I said, Fear is the device being used to scare people into accepting yet another increase in the debt ceiling, which is around $14 trillion now. And of course, that doesn't include those pesky and entirely uncalculable unfunded liabilities like Social Security, for instance. I want to draw your attention to, or at a minimum, remind the choir that this debt is manufactured by the Federal Reserve entirely out of nothing, with what must now be viewed as a perpetually running finance charge. Together, these function as the enslavement mechanism which places the American people in thrall to the graduated income tax. The mind boggles at the possibility of America without a debt-based monetary system. Sharp fifth graders across America might even ask why it is that government must borrow their money at interest instead of simply printing it and spending it. But I digress. Austin Goolsbee, the chairman of the United States Council of Economic Advisors, has said that if Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling, the impact on the economy would be catastrophic. He went on to add, I don't see why anybody's playing chicken with the debt ceiling. If we get to the point where we damage the full faith and credit of the United States, as though that hasn't already been the case, that would be the first default in history caused purely by insanity. I guess that would be as opposed to dereliction of duty, huh? Simply put, Goolsbee is in essence claiming that the world will end if we don't raise the debt ceiling, which is ridiculous. One can only wonder if Goolsbee is really qualified to be in the position that he holds, as it is obvious that this current system is unsustainable, and using fear tactics to perpetuate it in its downward spiral is entirely laughable. When sanity does rear its head, and it will, it'll bring with it the reestablishment of value-based money, most likely gold and silver as usable forms. The fact that gold and silver coins today issued by the United States Mint have face values far below their melt value is a clear indictment of the destruction of value that has been used to ravage the American people. Sadly, those who champion raising the debt ceiling just mention how we will have to otherwise enact draconian austerity measures and spending cuts if it is not raised. While it is true that the government spending is entirely out of control, this just represents a smaller part of the problem. The real problem is the phony and debt-based monetary system, which is, no, it has bankrupted this country and, in the bargain, turned the American people into slaves. All this, in addition to having been the driving force for the obliteration of constitutional limitations on federal power, as well as its scope of operation. Clearly, the people in charge don't care about such concepts and loathe the idea of restoring constitutionally mandated money. This Goolsbee character is just another tool of the globalist elite, and this means that only fake solutions will be proposed. For instance, perpetuating the current fraud that will help to further accelerate the destruction of this country and, with it, snuff out the flickering flame of freedom that once roared like a bonfire.
So, Jerry, that sounds like you're saying this is all premeditated.
No, I think it's reactionary, dear. I think it's reactionary.
So the most brilliant, if they were reacting, Jerry, I think they would actually present some solutions.
No, I think they've thrown it.
They're perpetuating the fraud, I think, is indication that this is planned.
Well, it's been a game that they've been playing to
Jerry,
make money. It's been a game that they've been playing. What was going on before 1913, dear?
Jerry, I wish that we were in the studio together so I could give you a big grin. I'm just pulling your
strings. I sense you're grinning now.
All right, I'll leave that one alone. I'm going to move on. Very interestingly enough, Jerry, last night we had a Polish musician in our home for dinner who happens to know Christian Zimmerman, the Polish pianist who last year declared that he would no longer play in the United States in protest of the U.S. foreign policy that was occurring globally. And you'll remember this is the pianist who had his Steinway destroyed by Homeland Security when he was entering the country post 9/11 in order to do a concert tour. And it just was fascinating sitting here with this musician and kind of getting his take on the reality of what happens in America and how shocking it is and what kind of an impact it has globally. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well,
he was I think, pleased that we knew of Christian Zimmerman's protest. Anyway, that's not my news item. That was free information. Isn't it weird for people who end up eating at my dinner table? I just find it strange. Okay, well, predictions for 2011. I thought that Mike Adams had a very encouraging piece, and for those of you who are getting depressed about the reality of our future, I heard that phone ring, Jerry. I think you guys should look into this article that he posted, but he had, I think Mike makes good conservative predictions, and in the past, his predictions have come true, and he doesn't give us any dates for X, Y, and Z, but generally speaking, I think he gives us a good foreshadowing of coming events, and based on very public information. And as I read through his list, talking about how people were going to continue to grow their own food, more and more people would be moving outside of cities and urban areas and moving into rural areas. People would be becoming increasingly aware of natural remedies and health freedom, waking up to the reality of what was going on with the FDA and the USDA and so on and so forth, and rebelling against those entities and rejecting GMO foods and so on and so forth. Well, one thing I really reflected on, Jerry, for us in the Liberty Movement, it is imperative that we reflect on what exactly we're raising our children for. If you're planting your child in a government indoctrination program day in and day out and feeding him a diet of frozen meals or processed foods, you can plan on your fight for liberty ending with you and not going on to your children. In order for our children to be equipped to struggle for their liberty, which every generation must be equipped to do, they have to be well-fed with strong minds and bodies, and they really have to be well-educated in an education that is rooted in ancient principles and natural law, having a thorough understanding of truth rather than getting this pablum of the modern-day interpretation of American history and a very distracting menu presented by managed media, which is not proper information or food for a young mind in order to be equipped to struggle for freedom. And I was thinking about that as my son Jonathan, you know, I've completely rejected mainstream educational processes with my children. I know you all probably find that shocking. But Caroline was my last ditch effort, and I used Bob Jones University Press for her fifth grade curriculum. And she used DVD School, and she was listening to it while I was sitting there. You know, we'd kind of be side by side. I'm working on political activism. She's working on her schoolwork. And I would become so irate listening to the history teacher just flavoring and shadowing and coloring American history. And this is from a Christian curriculum. And I finally said, enough, turn it off. That's all garbage. I don't want you to learn any of that. That is complete garbage. We're not doing that anymore. And, with Jonathan, we have drawn from the past. You know, he has really had a good diet of Socrates and Plato, which I know you love, Jerry. Really, Plato just wrote Socrates' words anyway. To Augustine, John Locke, Berkeley, Hume, you know, all these different writers. And he has just been so impressed with natural law and the Bible and biblical principles of liberty and so on and so forth. And as he was talking to this musician, they were able to go through the volumes on the shelves and talk about the different writers and talk about the different backgrounds of the writers. And it was very pleasing for me to watch my 14-year-old be able to have this kind of a conversation. And this musician was equally rooted in the classics. And they just had a wonderful time in this discussion. And it made me think, you know, The reality is it's survival of the fittest, guys. God is kind of culling out everyone who doesn't have the stomach for liberty. Their self-destructing policies are killing them off. And this will continue in the third generation of people eating these toxic foods and living on a diet of TV. You must absolutely secure your future generations because they're going to be the ones to secure their liberty. This is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey, thank you for hanging around while we had to dash away there to make a little money for the network. You know, the economy, and I recognize today, for instance, that silver and gold are being hammered down because there's some what is being offered as positive economic news insofar as the economy being on the rebound. And manufacturing, for instance, we're told today is up 0.7%. Now, I know
how. Wow.
Well, I know how they measure those numbers, dear. And I wonder, and I've not looked at it yet, but I just wonder what impact non-existent inflation that we all know better about would actually play into those numbers. Now, in my industry, for instance, this is the time of year where we see price increases, price adjustments, whatever the heck you want to call them. And we've been scurrying for the last couple of days with Excel files from our vendors and calculating what exactly has gone up and by how much. And I'm going to tell you that if the manufacturing numbers that the United States government has thrown out there reflect anything at all, then it's got to still be a negative number, because once you factor in inflation, the price increases that we're seeing, then that 0.7% increase in manufacturing is still a negative number. Because when you take out the inflation, we've not gained any ground. So I don't know. And to see things happen in the marketplace, and knowing all the external pressures that are being brought to bear on gold and silver, for instance, and specifically, actually, it's interesting to see how all this is playing out. And I think what we're saying today is, you know, is yesterday afternoon, silver was flirting with $31 an ounce, and now it's down below 30. Now, it seems to struggle to go up, but it can drop almost like an elevator in free fall. And I think that that's kind of hard to come to grips with unless you say that there's some serious manipulation going on. Now, I need to push in the clutch, because I do have another item that I wanted to give you that is indicative of the spreading economic problem in America. There now appears to be a municipality that we ought to recognize is probably like the canary in the coal mine. The rather dubious honor of being the first city in the country to completely default on pension obligations goes to Pritchard, Alabama. The city has sought bankruptcy protection twice now and is flat broke. It faces a choice of paying to keep city services like police and garbage collection running with ongoing revenues, or to pay pension obligations that are rightfully owing to both the city taxpayers as well as its retired workers. It has selected the former, leaving the people that it has created all these other obligations to, its retirees and whatnot, completely out in the cold. And I think that that's going to be the game plan that we're going to see play out in the future as these situations are duplicated in a cookie cutter fashion all across America. And it would be interesting to see if we had a map of America and we could use the cities as epicenters and make little dots, how long it would be before all these little dots begin to overlap.
That would be. Well, I kind of have a little bit of a running commentary, if that's all right.
Wouldn't hurt
my feelings. I have a lot of hot air for my next segment. You know, I want to talk about Walmart. I'm going to beat up Walmart for a minute. And there's so many great reasons.
And in this corner, weighing 105 pounds, fighting out of Austin, Texas. Go ahead, dear.
Do not shop at Walmart. There is just no good reason to go to Walmart. I become more firmly ensconced in my position of boycotting Walmart. We've talked about how Walmart owns a lot of stock in the Corrections Corporation of America, how they use incarcerated people for their labor, and so on and so forth, for producing cheap Walmart items. So, in other words, you're paying for their workforce's room and board while they make sure that the legal system of America is such that those cells will stay loaded. And Walmart also is now working with Homeland Security to kind of have a citizen spying system where everybody watches everyone else to see if there's any suspicious behavior going on, which is hilarious in a Walmart because everybody looks pretty interesting. It makes me laugh because the other day I had on these new pajama flannel pants. They're real fuzzy, and I look ridiculous wearing these things, but they are so warm. And I was actually considering going to Target at late at night wearing these things. And John asked me, "Are you out of your mind? Maybe you'd be right at home at Walmart." Anyway, Walmart is now working with local police officers to use mobile prison guard towers to survey the parking lot. We'll have more on that when we come back. This is Freedom Frenzy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Hey, welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. For the next little bit, we're going to be talking about the mobile prison guard towers coming to a Walmart near you. And this is really quite appalling. I guess this is the first case of this. This was posted on thedailypaul.com if you guys want to check it out. But these mobile prison guard towers were placed in a Walmart parking lot in North Carolina, presumably to watch the shoppers during the Christmas season. And why this alone would not keep you away from a Walmart? I mean, the presumption and making you feel like a thief. I've just about had it with Costco being so dictatorial about, do you have your membership card to come into our store? And it's ridiculous. You can't pay for your stuff without using your card. So why would you be lurking amongst the shadows in the Costco if you can't buy anything?
Well, and then, do they offer the implant in the back of the hand, dear?
No, but if you want to give them a blood sample and leave your firstborn at the desk, you can forego the receipt check. Okay. And then they carefully go through your receipt, checking your cards, and if there's anything covering anything else, checking it out. It's so insane. Although, recently,
maybe that's where the ex-TSA officers go.
I hadn't thought of that. Date rape coming to a Costco near you. Well, my brother-in-law worked at a Barnes & Noble, I think within the last year, And my husband and I, when we go out for a quote-unquote date, we often end up at the bookshop because I love going to the bookshop. And we were there, and John said he thought he saw someone, you know, shoplifting. And, of course, they've got mechanisms at the front that if you do try to shoplift, they'll get you. You know, the alarm will sound. But he said that Ben, his brother, was saying, these people steal merchandise at a shocking rate, and he would have to run after some little old lady that had packed her shopping bag full and just headed on out the door. It's crazy. It blows my mind, Jerry. I just cannot even fathom.
Do you think they need the books, or is the five-finger discount the thrill of the day?
I think it's the five-finger discount. I think it's the thrill, but I have no idea. I can't. The last time I stole something, I was all of 2 1/2, and it was a chocolate bar from a local grocery in Milwaukee, and my brother and I grabbed the goods, and when we got home, we camped out under the baby grand piano. Why we thought that was a non-visible location, I don't know, and ate the loot. But these mobile prison guard towers were put into place, and the local police department was obviously occupying them. Well, since the Christmas season has come and gone, these prison guard towers, or this one in particular, has been found to be relocated in the area at other shopping areas and then placed back by the Walmart. So it's kind of ongoing surveillance. And when you look at this tower, it is absolutely ridiculous, the amount of equipment attached to it. And I guess some sort of speaker system and a little spinning device. Looks like it's scanning something, I don't know what, but obviously I'm not a technological person. And as you listen to the person holding the camera, you hear that this device was paid for by federal dollars. And, you know, Jerry, we would sure embrace a lot of freedom if we would just get the dollars thing right in America. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. tyranny costs a lot of money. And you and I have discussed, you know, we sat down and went through the Georgia budget and where was the money going and how did taxation work and how much did the county governments need and blah, blah, blah. And it was an overwhelming job. Mm-hmm. And when we got right down to the brass tacks, it was, okay, what is a fair system of government, of taxation? And the Magna Carta laid it out in AD 1215 that no man can take another's property from him without his consent. The only form of taxation that is all right is a voluntary, individually consented to taxation method. That does not mean that you elect legislators who then representing you vote for more taxes. That means you as an individual voluntarily saying, this is the amount of tax I want to pay you, and so now I'm going to pay it to you. Anything beyond that, Jerry, is a recipe for tyranny and is outside of the bounds of natural law. I become...
How would you envision that actually operating, dear? And the reason I ask that question is I've got a close friend that is... been in the court systems and doing a lot of battling, and he's long been an adherent of the idea that, or to the idea that all government should be done on a contractual basis, and that if you wanted any kind of government service at all, that you should enter into a contract with government and be willing to pay for that service. And if you didn't want that service, you wouldn't entertain that contract and would have no obligation to pay anything.
Yeah, I think that's the same as voluntary taxation.
Well, it's not really taxation. It's actually operating in commerce for only getting the government that you're willing to buy.
Yeah. Well, I would say that is voluntary taxation, but regardless, it evolves into the exact same thing because you are voluntarily contracting with the government for a specific service, and that is the limit of your relationship with the government.
Okay. Well, it just didn't seem as though what you were offering there had any structure. That's why I asked you the question.
Well, I guess if you want to become come to a more formalized approach, you know, communities exist for a reason, and they spring up for a reason, and like-minded people tend to gather together for a reason and kind of hang out in the same locality. And there will spring up amongst them an acceptable form of authority.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the Black community, when it was very segregated and kept to itself, there is reason to believe that in many ways, they were in a better position than they are today, and they took care of things themselves. You know, if you were doing some bad stuff and hanging out with the bad people, you got a visit from the community fathers, in essence, and you were told how it was going to be and how you better behave. And for the most part, that kept order and kept the fear of God in the rabble rousers of the community. I just offer that as an example because I didn't really know that sort of thing existed until I started having regular conversation with my pastors. So this idea that freedom and voluntary taxation would lead us to chaos and a violent society, well, just the opposite is true. It would lead people to be more segregated amongst themselves, more like-minded people gathered together.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have right now is a very well-organized system of chaos and tyranny and violence. So having a voluntary taxation system, nobody would pay the taxes. They don't want to pay the taxes. And there would be no money for this mobile prison guard tower. There would be no money for handing people traffic citations because there would be no money for having this whole complicated municipal court that handles all these people paying their traffic citations. There would be no money for all these regulatory bureaucracies and the FDA and the EPA and the USDA.
You're absolutely right, because the way it's running right now, the tyranny is self-perpetuating.
So the fair taxers, when you hear the fair taxer at a Tea Party movement or wherever, you need to pound into their brain. Actually, you don't even need to pound into their brain. Who cares what they think? You need to ask questions to awaken the sheeple in the audience to the reality that anything beyond voluntary taxation is tyranny, and that pulling the plug entirely is the recipe for freedom in this country. You want to take down the matrix? Stop funding it.
Yeah, disengage. Disengage. That's really the only peaceful way to go about it, dear.
Yes, it is the only peaceful way. And as we're training our children, we gotta resurrect these old documents. We need to resurrect the Magna Carta and have a good read. I've started reading over it, and you know, John was such an embarrassment to his father, Henry II, and Henry and Eleanor of Aquitaine, they really did a very good job of ruling England, as did Henry I. I think Henry I did an excellent job, and it was said under Henry II that a woman with her bosom, a virgin with her bosom full of gold, could walk unmolested coast to coast, which is pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of peace. But this Magna Carta that John was forced by his dukes and all else, earls and barons, to submit to and sign, he absolutely went down kicking and screaming, is a wonderful document. And just knocking somebody's into some sense by saying, look, voluntary taxation is not a new idea, and it is not an anarchist idea. It's in the Magna Carta. It's the first time it was put right there in black and white that the people were asserting their right to voluntary taxation. And sometimes by leaving your listener, I think, right there at the brink, just throwing that little mental chew toy out there and then backing away can be very effective. We were having conversation last night with a number of people that had come to our home for dinner, and I was so excited that the conversation about the pianist Zimmerman having his piano destroyed by Homeland Security, and of course I pulled the whole conversation right into the fact that these airplanes on September 11th were wildly off their course in the air for hours, and not once were F-18s scrambled to go up in the air and see what was going on. And not a single chastisement or firing or anything occurred within the military for that huge dereliction of duty. And I just left it there, and there was complete silence around the dinner table while you could hear indigestion setting in. And someone said, so Jenny, what does that mean? And I said, well, that's where this story ends. That's for you to decide. And I just left it alone.
And there was no further gravitation, huh?
Well, it was just a loaded, pregnant moment. And John kind of said real funny under his breath in that cough, you know, clear his throat way. He goes, George Bush is evil, you know, and that was hilarious. And Jonathan went into his, he likes that show Family Guy. I think there's some character anyway that who's
Stewie.
Stewie, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And John was like, oh, I think he's an Iceman. He's, you know, in his Stewie voice. It was hilarious. But you gotta bring people around enough to make them, I wonder what she meant by that. And then go look, or I wonder what he meant by that.
It's too bad you didn't do a YouTube of that.
Of my little moment.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a little canned.
If
I didn't know the moment was going to arise. John was so proud of me because usually I get on my soapbox and he's like, you got to cut it out, Dolly, you know, just quit being so aggressive about everything, you know, and I'm going, liberty is serious business and we're dying and, you know, these people need to know. And we really went to a New Year's Eve party where the neocons were everywhere. And, I was so good and I just smiled and didn't say anything. And John was so proud of me. And then at dinner last night, after I made my little comment, you know, and they wanted, well, Jenny, what does this mean? What are you saying? And I said, nope, that's all I'm going to say. And then I looked over at John and I said, because in a minute or two, I'm going to get that squeeze on my leg that says, shut up.
Well,
yes, my poor husband.
Yes, you abuse him, don't you?
No, I'm just myself. And he decided to come along for the ride. I'll tell you, when he met me, I was a fire-breathing, aggressive asserter of truth, as I saw it at the time, though I disagree with myself now. But I haven't changed that much, Jerry. I was pretty feisty back then, and I'm pretty feisty now. So he knew what he was getting into. It's just that now he can tell me to be quiet. Okay. Enough rambling. Lee in Georgia, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, we are well.
How about you?
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, talking about these little watchtowers, if you will. I'm one of those, you know, inquiring minds that just has to know. So, of course, as soon as I heard about these, I went doing my research. And, folks, if you will go to ISXTacticalPlatforms.com, you can learn all about these cool little things they got. Two very specific units that they are so very proud of are the Cerebus and the Skywatch. They're referring to these things as integrated tactical service platforms, which are elevated, highly mobile security solutions. Now, for people who want to know what these things are used for, let me run down just a short little list of some of the applications for this wonderful technology. They not only are incorporated with radar systems, various imaging systems, sensors, infrared, wind detection devices, and all other kinds of really cool stuff. They can be used for, get this, and this is on the website, force protection military, border protection, port security, consequence management, I wonder what that's all about, disaster response, crowd management and control, flight line protection and surveillance, parking lot surveillance and traffic management, crowd control, emergency response, VIP dignitary protection, high-level security arenas, and long-range surveillance. Now, you keep this in mind with these new little vehicles that they came out with about 8 years ago, that can lay out miles of spun razor wire in minutes, along with all of these wonderful midnight raids by Black Ops training missions, working in conjunction with Czechoslovakian and Australian troops. And you ask yourself, what's up?
Yeah, exactly. This is really disgusting, and here's where, you know, we're okay with the U.S. military torturing suspected terrorists. We're okay with other countries being put in under immense amounts of surveillance. But now they're turning these same things, not only do they use them on prison campuses, but now they're turning them on the populace. And it just makes me think of Will Gregg. Every invasion of individual rights happens with the eager support of people acting in the sincere and thoroughly mistaken confidence that what they permit the state to do to others will never be done to them. And here we have it. And I wonder if the person using the camera on Daily Paul contacted the local sheriff, and if the people understand the validity of going in mass to protest this sort of thing to the sheriff and putting him on notice, you better get rid of this. You better stop accepting money from the federal government, or we're going to replace you in the next election cycle.
Exactly. And, you know, there's also a little bitty town, I can't remember the name of it, but a little town up there in New Jersey. There's also a little video that the guy up there did of one of these towers sitting alongside this little bitty rinky-dink hole-in-the-wall train depot that the residents take the train to the next town over to go to work. And right directly across the street from that is what used to be an open city park, which is now off limits to the public.
Wow. Well, hang on just a second. We got to cut away to a break, Lee. We'll be back momentarily. This is Freedom Frenzy, y'all. Stay tuned.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. Pete, did you want to add anything before we let you go? I'm sorry, I have my little space heater on. Go ahead, Lee.
Well, you kind of faded out there. My phone's a little stupid sometimes. You kind of faded out, so I didn't quite catch what you said there.
I just wanted to see if you wanted to add
anything.
But
when you're talking about Walmart, you know, they're at the forefront of all this, I think. They're right in cahoots. There are two very interesting pieces which were done and you can find them on the internet. The first one is Walmart, the high cost of low prices. And then, of course, Frontline did an interesting piece in 2005 called Is Walmart Good for America? Now, you take all of that, and you think about these little watchtowers, and you think about Miss Napolitano's If You See Something, Say Something campaign that's going on, and you start putting it all together.
Yep.
And you start asking the real questions here, people. Stop goofing off. You don't have any time anymore. Okay? Time is up. Pick a side, stand on it, and start preparing.
Well, thank you for that, Lee.
Yeah, you're right on, Lee.
And y'all have a great day.
You too. Thank you for calling. You know, dear, at the risk of sounding as though I've swapped sides here, I need to play a little bit of devil's advocate.
Now, Jerry, it's always more fun when you don't warn me that that's what you're doing. That way everybody can have a good shock, sputter coffee all over their screen. And
In today's litigious society, people would actually have the nerve to take a business operation like Walmart or Home Depot or Lowe's or the Publix grocery store chain, if it just happened to be them in this instance, if something bad occurred in the parking lot out in front of that business. You know that, and I know that. The whole point in me even saying that, though, is, could this not also be a reaction to the reality that the litigious state of America has brought this about? It's reaction.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely, Jerry.
I mean, it's not necessarily nefarious at the outset. It could very easily morph into being nefarious, because when you first started talking about this, you remember I typed a text message to you saying, well, when do they put the machine guns out there with interlocking fields of fire? And we may actually gravitate toward that one day, particularly in front of the grocery stores when things really start to come unglued, because then you'll need an armed escort to get from your car to the grocery store and back again with whatever you're able to find on the shelves, at least for a little while. And maybe they know that. And maybe that's what's preemptively being put in place.
Escort. Smart people need to stay away and recognize their own responsibility for securing their own life and liberty. But the idea that you can have jackboots hurting, who are themselves under the influence of intoxicants like steroids, more than 50% of our jackboot population in costume across America is taking steroids, according to an article that was recently on naturalnews.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and of course we've said, you know, we're dealing with a populace that is nuts. These people are nuts because they're polluted by their environment, food, and drugs to the extent that they quickly deteriorate into animal instinct and animal behavior. So there is a reality of that, but that still does not justify or in any way defend the use of these kind of tactics.
And there's very little moral education going on by and large.
Also, there's very practical, easy, peaceful solutions to get everybody back on track. Just very simple, outright solutions that anybody can gravitate toward on a state level. This is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
The next